Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Lisa Snyder. I am so happy to be here today. Thank you so much, Laura, for helping me run things smoothly in the background. And if you want to say hello in the chat box, please feel free to do so. Tonight is special for many reasons. First of all, it's a 7-7 portal. And tonight is also the first time we are streaming live to Instagram at the same time. Now, if you're watching this on Instagram, unfortunately, the streaming software will not let me see your comments. So if you do want to join the conversation, you will need to go over to my YouTube channel, which is Lisa H. Snyder. Otherwise, we're unable to see your comments, but we are streaming live to Instagram, and that's exciting. We're also on Facebook and YouTube. And if you are listening to this rebroadcast on my podcast, which is Raise Your Vibe and Heal, thank you so much for listening and spending time with us today. So today is the 7-7 portal. Today, it's all about manifestation. It's about being clear with what it is we want to bring into our lives. And it's a positive time for transformation and bringing so much into our life. So I'm going to say hello to everyone who's joining the chat box. So hello to Keith and Donna, and hello to Laura and to Isabel, and hello to Lila. Thank you so much. It's great to see you. And in Instagram, thank you so much if you are watching me over there. All right. So tonight we are talking about ascension symptoms. Ascension, is it a real thing? What are ascension symptoms? What do you experience? And if you have experienced ascension symptoms, please feel free to share those in the chat box as well. So what typically happens is we have a calling. We have a soul calling. We might not know exactly what it is, but we have this awareness that there's something more. There's something more to what we may have been taught. We might have been raised to think you get a job, you go get married, or you have kids, or we have this path that we have been going on. And then you start to go, okay, you start checking the box and you think, is this all there is? Or you've always had this awareness that there is just something deeper, something more that's calling to you. And what'll oftentimes happen is you start doing the inner work, you start doing the personal work, and it might be something as simple as you ask, what is there? Is what more is there? Please show me what more can I do? What more? There's got to be more to the reason that I'm here. And it oftentimes starts like that. And as we start clearing our blocks and as we start doing our inner work, we're allowing this energy to come into our energetic space. So we're living our life, we're doing this thing, we're la-di-da doing great things. And then all of a sudden we get hit with full moons, new moons, we get hit with solar flares, we get hit with sunspots, all these astrological events. And one minute you're up and the next minute you're down. So what the heck is this? So these ascension symptoms, we're going to start going over some of what the symptoms might be here on a slide that we have here. Laura, if you want to just put that slide up, thank you. So we're asking for more. We might be shifting or even shedding old belief systems. We might find ourselves, we're finding that we are being guided more from our heart center. We can't help but raise our frequency. We're perhaps able to forgive a little bit easier. We're not holding on to old resentments, old judgments as much as we may have done in the past. We start to see and really feel how everything and everyone is connected. It's not just a concept, but you really start to feel that connection. Everything from the insects to the animal kingdom to the plant kingdom to, of course, human consciousness and beyond. And we start to feel and understand that we are not separate. We are one. So as we enter more into this arena, we're inviting in and light codes and frequencies that are being downloaded into our energetic space. All right, so now let's talk a little bit more about what the symptoms might be. So some of the symptoms that I experienced, so 8 years ago, as many of you know, I started unexpectedly channeling ancient dialects. It's evolved over the years, but I had done a lot of personal work. I was a student of A Course in Miracles, still a student of A Course in Miracles, but really for several years had been on a spiritual path, a spiritual journey. And I believe because of I had I had opened up or released enough blocks, this energy came forward that allowed me to channel these ancient dialects and feel these frequencies and these energies. Now, it didn't start out the way it sounds today. I had to work with it, but in the meantime, my physical body had to catch up. I started to experience the number one thing that's on this list. And again, this list is not comprehensive. It is just a general list. And I'd love to hear what kind of symptoms you may have had, but you may experience aches and pains. You might feel things like, it feels like flu-like symptoms. And before we go through this list, I just want to remind you that what we're talking about today is never meant to replace a medical or a mental health diagnosis. Please always seek the appropriate medical care. But if you're finding that you're noticing that these energetic symptoms, especially as we're hearing about astrological events, or you notice you've been doing a lot of clearing, that this might be a cause of some of the symptoms you're experiencing. Okay, so we could have flu-like symptoms. We might be feeling really tired, like you just can't get enough sleep. Nausea, dizziness, ear ringing is a common one. Keith says the ear ringing and the numbers. I know oftentimes that as I've clearing things, or if I've gone through maybe a big meditation retreat or something, I'll notice that one of my ears might start ringing a little bit more loudly, and then the other one might ring, and then it just kind of subsides. And I know it's not tinnitus. Your body temperature you might notice you're really hot, or you might really cold. Sleep patterns, that's a big one. How many of you have noticed that you might have insomnia, or it's 1 minute you're sleeping a lot, and the next thing you know, every 2 hours you're waking up at night? These are some potential symptoms of you going through ascension, your physical body adjusting to the energies as you're clearing out and you're inviting in more energy for this ascension, that these are some of the things you might be experiencing. And then emotional. 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're down. Next minute you're high, next minute you're low. You're laughing and then you're crying. I mean, there's a whole wide range of things that can be that can happen. And no means is this a comprehensive be-all to end-all list, but these are definitely some things that are some common symptoms. So I'm just going to take a peek here. Jesse says, for me, fatigue, dizziness, ear ringing, body temp. Wow, all the, yes. Emotional disturbances. Keith says ear ringing and numbers. Definitely. These are definitely some symptoms that we might be experiencing. All right, so let's talk now about what are some things that we can do. Well, it's really about balance, right? It's about balance. So as we're clearing out these energies, and as we are as we're allowing or inviting in higher frequencies to come into our awareness or into our energetic space, we're going to be feeling off balance. We're going to be feeling a little off kilter. And so we want to basically come back into that place of balance. So here are some things that you may be familiar with, but that can be very helpful when you find yourself going through these types of symptoms. They're not medical related, again, but they're just part of you shifting your energy. Number one, grounding nature. Every morning, I love going on my nature walks and talking with my guides and my angels and my guidance team and just being in nature. And I understand that the trees help with that process. They're aware of our energy, and part of their job, the tree, the plant kingdom, is to help us with balancing our energy. Some of us also might feel more comfortable going to the beach or going to the water. You might find that changing your diet for a period of time, for example, eliminating processed foods and sugars and alcohol, maybe some other substances that you're finding is just not resonating. That is definitely something I've noticed. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that they used to be able to handle certain things better than they can today. Salt baths are also another great way. Naps, creativity. We could get involved with a project, and that helps to open up our sacral chakra and help open up. And as we're in that creative space, we're able to connect with that energetic frequency a little bit easier because we're getting our brain out of the way, but we're able to really connect. Singing and humming, breath work is also another helpful thing to do. Meditation. And I'm curious to see if anybody else has any other tips that really helps them with getting themselves balanced with when you're going through an ascension symptom. If there's something else that's not on this list that you would love to share, would love to see that. Okay, so we've got these ascension symptoms. Keith says, water in nature has been my best friend, and breath work. Absolutely. You know, when we do the breath work, when we sing, when we hum, we are stimulating that vagus nerve, and they run on either side of the neck, and it runs down through many of our organs, and it really helps, really can help balance and calm our nervous system. So that is another great way for us to really get grounded and balanced when we're dealing with and working with some ascension symptoms. All right. So let's move on to the next one. So I think that the biggest thing that we want to keep in mind when we're going through these ascension symptoms, I'm going to go back a slide, move there here. When we're going through these ascension symptoms, that we are really patient and gentle with ourselves. It can be very frustrating to wake up one day and you're thinking, what the heck is going on? I feel dizzy, or I just don't feel quite like myself. And again, ruling out any medical things, looking at your diet, you might find you might need to start drinking more water. I don't think that's not on my list, but drinking more water, making sure you're very well hydrated, making sure that your diet is really in tune. I know for me personally, in the last couple of weeks, I've been detoxing, and it's interesting because I noticed that. So I went and had some, I don't know if how many of you are familiar with the red light therapy. I noticed that one of the things that can happen when you work with red light therapy is you can have a detox symptom. And I had symptoms that were very similar to a virus that I had last year. Very interesting. And I felt a little off kilter for a few days, and my energy just felt kind of wonky. And so getting body work or energy work or doing what, you know, some of the things that are on our list has really helped. But I've also noticed that after this, the channeling and the energy got so much stronger. So please be patient and gentle with yourself as you're going through this process, as you're going through ascension symptoms, as you're doing your inner work, as you are clearing out the old energy and shifting old belief systems and bringing in the new belief systems, that this is all part of bringing us into a new state of balance. All right. Do we have anybody else who wants to share here? What is red light therapy? Donna, red light therapy is that near infrared. I'm trying to remember how to describe it. It is a near infrared, and it doesn't have the, I'm not an expert. I'm trying to remember. That's a great question. It's not the UV. You don't get the same, you won't burn like you would if you're in the sun, but there are, there are benefits, and it helps stimulate your, well, that's a great question. I don't even want to answer anything more about that because I don't have it on the top of my, it's a light therapy that helps you, your body. It helps your body, your immune system. It helps your body. They suspect, I mean, there's been studies on it, and it is FDA approved. So it helps with healing. It helps with, it helps your skin. For some people like to do it because it helps their skin repair faster or better. Again, don't quote me on all these things, but it's another therapy to help you with healing. And one of the side effects for me was detox, and it was a great benefit because then it cleared out some old, I feel like for me personally, just cleared out some just old viral junk that had to be released from my system. So Keith says, I love to sit in the sunlight. It's so amazing how the feeling of the yellow helps you to grow. Yes, that is another great one to add. I love that. All right. Well, let's move on. If we don't have any other comments or questions to put, do we have any questions about that? Or does anybody have a question about the ascension symptoms that they would like to share in the comments section? Feel free to do that. Donna, there are, you can buy the red light therapy. There's red light therapy things that you can buy online. And I know that there are places that are starting to pop up, that you can actually go. There's got saunas that you can do, like the dry heat saunas with color therapy with different lights. And then it looks like a, I've never done the tanning beds, but it's like the light is like you lay on a bed and then the light is on your body and it stimulates a lot of really cool things. So you might want to just take a look at that for the red light therapy. All right. Well, if you are interested in me tuning into you tonight, tonight is the 7-7 portal, positive transformations, manifestations, and we're going to be really clear when we're going through this. If you're really clear on this, then you're able to take advantage of this energy and it helps you with, well, manifestation. I just saw something. What is your favorite meditation to listen to? Keith just asked, what is your favorite meditation to listen to? I am listening to some different ones. Right now, I've been doing a lot through the Monroe Institute, HemiSync technology or the Monroe Science. I like to do those. Sometimes I just like to, I'll just do the Oz, where you'll for 20 minutes in the morning. I found this is really helpful. So where you sing Ah, so and that is the sound of, if you think about the names, God, Ra, Allah, Krishna, it's a sound and it really helps you connect with that energy. And that is more of a active meditation where you're singing that sound. So that's kind of what I've been doing lately. So, all right. Just a reminder, if you are interested, we're having our circle this Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, and the registration is on my website. Now, if you're interested in me tuning into you really quick, I'm going to do something a little bit different. So we're going to do a little channeled meditation here in a second for the energies. But if you want me to tune into really quickly and see where the energy wants to go as you do the breath work, type 77, just the number 77 into the chat box, and I will tune into you. Okay? All right. And I hope everybody had a really great 4th of July. I know it's been a busy week and it was a couple of days ago, but it's, I hope everyone had a great time. All right. Looks like we already have some people. Laura, if you want to go ahead and run the StreamYard tool, I'm going to tune in and we're just going to do super quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tune into you and I'll see where the energy is trying to get your attention. All right. So here we go. We've got 6 entries right now. And the first one is going to be, here we go, it's Luann. All right, Luann, I'm going to tune into you really quick. All right, Luann, where the energy wants you to focus on when I do the channeled session here, which we're going to do in just a minute, they're bringing you to the heart center. So when we do the channeled meditation, you're going to want to breathe through your heart center. That's where the energy wants you to focus on today. I'm really aware that the front of your heart center is moving. It feels like the back of heart center is feeling a little sluggish and the front of heart center is really wanting to open up. So it feels like what it feels like to me, again, not a medical diagnosis, but it just feels like I can't quite catch my breath. So if you want to just relax, and I'm going to ask you to breathe into your heart center during the channeled meditation, that's where Source wants you to focus today. All right, Laura, so when we do the next one, and let's see, we're going to do like 3 of these. And hi, Lisa, good to see you. I see you. It's been a few months since I've seen you. Hope you're doing well. Okay. I used to work with Lisa back when I was in Minnesota. All right, Lila. All right, Lila, the very first place I'm being drawn to is your throat. So where they're showing me, it's interesting, they're showing me your solar plexus as well as the back of your neck. So where they're showing me is the connection between your solar plexus all the way up to the back of your neck. So when we do the channeled meditation here in just a moment, what they would like you to do is bring the breath into your solar plexus and you're going to breathe out through your throat center. So when we do the meditation, please focus on that. All right, Laura, let's do another one. So Laura's running the tool. If you're listening to the broadcast, Laura's running a tool in the background here. So we're randomly picking a few people to see where the energy where the energy wants to go. Karen, hi, Karen, good to see you. All right, Karen, the very first place that Spirit is showing me is on the back of your head and neck. They're showing me, they're wanting to put the energy around your jaw, and they're also showing me at the base of your head, where they would like you to focus on the breath work. So when we do the breath work part, they want you to bring the breath in and move it around the jaw and move it out the base of your head, the occiput there. That's where they're asking you to focus on the energy. And let's do one more, Laura, and then we're going to do the channeled meditation here shortly. And I hope this is making sense for those. Good to be seen. it's good to see you, Karen. Love that. All right. And Laura's one more time. Just Jules. Let me just tune into you really quickly. Just Jules. The first, where they're showing me right away, when I say they, I'm talking about spirit, where they're showing me, it's interesting. I'm being drawn to the top of your head. I'm being drawn to your forehead and the back of your head. They're really wanting you to focus on your, it's above the third eye, it's third eye, but really into the forehead area. They want you to focus on moving there. Now, I don't know if you've been doing a lot of thinking, overanalyzing, and just, I'm just feeling almost like I don't want to say scattered, but just feels like it needs to be more balanced and calm here in the top of your head. So when we're doing the meditation, really focus on breathing through this area here and coming into a state of balance. Okay. Really want you to focus on that. Laura, why don't you go ahead and just do another one? We'll just do one more. This is fun. I hope this is making sense. If these are making sense to you as far as where you're feeling the energy wanting to go, I would love for you to post that in the comments and see if this makes sense to you. All right. Last but not least is Donna. Donna. Let me take a look here. Hold on a second. Energetic release with you, Donna, with the burp. All right. Donna, I am being brought to your throat, and I'm also the throat and the neck, and I'm also feeling a scratch sensation in the back of my neck here, in the back of the throat. So they want you to focus on breathing in the front of your throat and out the back of the neck, because it feels like, what I feel like is that there's a lot of energetic stillness in the throat here. And by stillness, I mean I want to feel this move. I feel like it's very still here and I want to feel that move. So what they're asking you to do when you do the channel meditation is you're going to breathe in through the front of your throat, move that around, and move it out the back of your neck. Okay. That's where they would like you to focus. All right. Perfect. Luann says makes so much sense. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the feedback. All right. Let's do, and I'm going to do this at the circle this month. I think it's fun. I'm going to tune into each person at the circle, which is on Friday. And if you're not able to attend it live, I will be doing I do record the session and I will tune into everybody, whether you're live or not, but I'm going to tune into everybody to let you know where spirit wants you to be aware of, where the energy wants to work. Okay. So here we go. Surrounding this session with everybody who is here with the beautiful golden white light. And those who will be listening to the recording, let's imagine our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. And now let's set the intention that we are inviting in and working with only the highest vibrational frequency of love and light. And that's very important. When we are connecting, we want to be very specific on what we are connecting with. All right. So for those of you that I was very specific with, please imagine that as we're channeling these energies that you're breathing through those specific areas. For the rest of us, they're showing me the throat chakra, but please bring the breath into your heart center and move that wherever you feel guided. Okay, here we go. So welcome. We're very grateful that you are here today. And we also would like to acknowledge that there are like little bells, little energetic bells that are around the circle. And these little energetic bells are calling in the manifestation of the energies of the 7-7. I'm interpreting here. So we are asking you to remember your connection with the energy of Mother Earth, and we're asking you to remember your true state of being and to remember what it was like to be a small child where you are feeling so connected with play and joy and the simplicity of not being in the simplicity of when you are a child Because as an adult, there are many responsibilities and many actions that one takes, and it's easy to forget the simplicity and the nature of the childlike quality. So continue to breathe through those areas that we talked about. We're going to just channel a little bit longer. So to just on the shoulder, shoulder, like, na han ta sa no to shou sa ketam, to lo shou siya la, shou shou siya la, to shou, to shou shou, to shou la, ksinti. And the energy that is stepping forward here, this is a form of sound healing. And it's like, shou shi la, kunti, like, na ha sing ti, ala si ti tao, to lo shou di, na ha se, si ta. And we also would like you to remember, we like you to remember that you are so loved. You are so beloved. We are so grateful for all that you do, just stepping into and opening up your heart centers and welcoming in the energies that want to work with you, working with your guides, working with your angels, working with your loved ones. And as you are working with these energies, as you are trusting your higher self, as you are trusting your soul's calling, you are helping, you are working on your own inner work, you are helping to raise your vibrational frequency, and in so doing, you are helping with the connection of the one, the all, the connectedness. So now let's take a nice, gentle cleansing breath into the base of our spines. Move that all the way up to the top of our head. Filter that out all around our energetic spaces. Bring in Mother Earth's grounding healing energy from her core, bringing that into the base of our spine, feeling so connected with Mother Earth and setting the intention of being grounded, centered, and balanced. One more nice, gentle cleansing breath in and release it very gently. Love and appreciation to Mother Earth. Love and appreciation to Divine Source of Love and Light, to one another, and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. I thank you so much for joining me live today. Please consider liking and subscribing to this podcast or broadcast wherever you may be listening. Until next time, so much love and so much blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye.